Welcome to That's the Setup Podcast, setting up the conversations to discuss topics related to music, sports, health and wellness, finance, dating and relationships, career, professional development, and everything else in between.
The Setup Podcast. Yes, I'm your host, Sharika Duncan. Here tonight, listen, I have something very, very special for you guys. You know, your girl, you know, she got up with, you know, her ace, boom, boom, Mr. Da Vinci Battle is here in the building. What's up?
Chilling. I came back out of space. You know, you found me. Saw me landed. Ready to rock.
Cooling. What you been up to?
Some of this, some of that. Just trying to help some young men get into college, trying to help some guys, you know, get to school and back into music.
Yes.
Yeah, music been calling me.
It's good to have you back, bro. So welcome back. You know, what we got tonight? What we talking about tonight, bro?
Well, tonight, what got me back here, you know, you've been dealing with this young man.
Mm-hmm.
And for our audience, this young man name goes by Dooley De Niro. Double D, Dooley De Niro. Unique name. A very good marketable name. And so, you know, we got him here tonight. He's here.
Yeah.
He's dealing, and we're just going to talk a little bit about this artistry known as music.
What's up, Dooley De Niro in the building? How you feeling?
I'm feeling better and better.
Yes. So Dooley, just want to just open it up for everyone and give somebody, because I know that we had already gave a little preview of Mr. Dooley De Niro with his hot track Bestie about 2 weeks ago for our new music review segment. And, you know, we had to bring the artist in to have a conversation with us to talk about that creative process with Mr. Dooley. Now, Dooley, you know, can you give us some background of, you know, who you are and how you came up with that unique, marketable name, Dooley De Niro?
Hey, a little background to me. I'm from Tampa, Florida. My nickname always been since, like I said, like 7, 8 years old, is Dino. You know what all my friends called me. It got to the point where my grandma was calling me that. Always been my nickname. But I was born by the name De Niro Dooley. Yeah, it was a name that was given to me by my god sister. I never asked why she came up with it, or what made her come up with it. But that's the name she gave me, De Niro Dooley. Dooley was my birth mom name. I had three older brothers, biological brothers. None of them had my mom last name, just me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
When I was 12, my mama passed. She passed away.
Okay.
But I honor that, you know. I don't want her death to be in vain, so I feel like I want to make the best of my life, you know, be all I can be. So I strive in that. And her name I put first.
So,
about
Belinda second born.
Yeah, that's why I get Belinda second born. My mom's name was Belinda Dooley. I'm a second born child. I got two younger brothers.
Now, the people in Tampa, what do they call you in Tampa, though? You said they call you what?
But I grew up playing football, so most people in high school, they call me Dooley. Growing up, they call me Dino. In middle school, all throughout. They didn't call me Dooley, they call me Dino. The person who called me by my first name was my mom, my godmom, who raised me.
Oh, that's what's up, man. So, now that we got the proper introduction, man, let's just get into this art known as music. You are an independent artist, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You have been doing this for quite a while. So let me just ask you this. As an independent artist, how do you approach your creative process? How do you come up with your flows, your hook? What gets you going? What makes you come with it?
The mood, the emotion in the moment, the beat, for sure. The beat gives me words. I be in the emotion of the moment. Just like, I can take any feeling, like, I can think about my mom, like, dang, I wish I could've, you know, can't tell about my mama a gift this Christmas, like, just thinking about that and being in the emotion of that, and, like,
yeah.
I could feel like writing music, and, like, then next is the beat, but, like, whatever beat I'm listening to, that's why get my approach. That's why I get my topic and stuff like that.
Okay.
Sometimes ideas come to me randomly.
Freestyle moment. That's when you're in that zone moment.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, man. So you've been doing it for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody was an aspiring artist, what challenges have you faced being in the independent circuit? And what were some of the ways that you overcome them?
Challenges I face is the challenges of life, for sure. The challenges of life, for sure, because you got to have a budget when you're going in that studio, because time is the one thing you can't get back. You know, and that's when you're spending the money too, you buying the time, you know, you definitely want to make it worth it. So I say that the challenges you run into, sure, is, you know, having a budget. You know, you don't want to go in a studio and waste money. I say how your song down pat, like, unless you got the budget to where you want to go in a freestyle or whatever. Take that. But other than that, I say, like, you really struggle if you go in there wasting time or not getting the song complete. I say, some struggles I ran into is not having that song memorized or whatever, knowing how I want to, you know, articulate it and stuff like that. So I say definitely how that song complete, you know, so that time valuable that you spend, so how that budget, like, how that song ready, memorized, whatever.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like I, you know, told you before, you know, I've invested in the artist, and that's one of the biggest things. Time is money, and, you know, you don't really have time to play. You got a goal, and, you know, when you're dealing with music, you have to deal in quarters. You know, you got the first quarter, second quarter, and basically you got three quarters, because, like, the fourth quarter of the year, mostly everybody knows, getting ready for holiday season, you're going to hear all the Christmas music and stuff like that. So really, you know, if you look at it as an athlete, you got three quarters that you really want to go hard, and if you're fortunate enough to get that fourth quarter, that's good. So yeah, man, you said some key points with time and the budget, and that's the other thing. When you got a budget, how do you use that budget to where your money work efficiently and effectively? You know, because you can just get in there and just stuff off a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, man, you know, the ones that go in there and create and do what they got to do to make sure they work and they art is good, those are the ones that we hear about. And speaking of that, have you had any kind of artists that may have influenced you, or was there anybody that as you grew up that you looked up to, or is there any kind of current artist that you may say, you know, I like his flow? But I know you got your own unique style, but has there been an artist that kind of inspired you in any kind of way?
Of course, of course. Growing up, I grew up in Temple. Growing up, we had a local artist named Tom G. Still, Tom G still around, doing a lot of different stuff. So. I don't know if you heard of him. Tom G really inspired me a lot. And of course, Lil Wayne. Growing up, I grew up listening to Lil Wayne. But I feel like I like a lot of different artists that I listen to nowadays. I feel like they got a unique flow.
I heard of Tom G.
You heard of Tom G?
Yeah. He gets some love in Cali.
I grew up on Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I just listen to a lot of different music.
So, Dooley, I mean, I just want to know, you know, because the challenges, you know, because you mentioned how, you know, most people from your hometown, you know, some of them know you by Dino. And then, you know, like, you as an artist, you know, you're Dooley De Niro. And so, you know, I know you had, like, this big, you know, connection, like, fan base out of Tampa. What song was that those people could remember you by?
When I started rapping as Dino, because that was my nickname. When my freshman year in Sandy, I left home to come to Tallahassee to go to Sandy.
The national HBCU champions of this year? Okay, that FAMU?
Right, I don't know what it was. I think it was a winter break or something. I don't know. I went home and made a song called She Packing. It was a phrase that was hot around the town. And I came up with a hook. And I just put a couple of folks together, and we got in the studio and came up with it. Well, put it together. I released it. But I released it like rough, nothing. It went crazy on the internet. Folks were throwing block parties, saying it back to back. But like that, it went crazy. She Packing.
I did
shows for paid shows. It was a different feeling. When a promoter call your phone and they like, how much you you can say anything, they ask me how much you gonna charge. I'm like, that was big. I'm like, dang, so you already expecting me to, have a price on it. Maybe think different too.
Right.
That song called She Packing.
You packing.
It's one of them ones. It's one of them ones. Like,
okay. You might need to dig that out of the crate.
It's a dancing song.
What you think, Vinci? You might need to dig that one out of the crate.
Yeah, I mean, because see what can happen, especially like with a new release and something like you did in the past, you got play back then, and then you could do it as a marketing scheme, come back and say, okay, now you got a song that, just say you got a song that's getting like 500,000 streams or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you can reintroduce that. And then what can happen, it's just so many ways you can really be created in this space of music.
Yes.
And then especially like when you build relationships and stuff like that, and it's all about your team. So that's one of the questions I would have for you. What kind of team do you have that is currently helping you reach your goals?
Currently, right now, I just have my manager. We focus on building a team. For the longest, I've been doing it a long time, just by myself. That's one of the struggles too. I should have mentioned that. I do it by yourself. So I'm working on building a team now. Just my manager, making things rock.
And if you don't mind me asking, who that manager may be?
Sharika Duncan.
Y'all heard that right? Yeah, y'all see how that worked, right? I just had to put that out there because Sharika be modest. So Sharika been doing a good job. From the inception. All right, let me pose this question on you. You say you need your team, you got your good manager. So, you had an opportunity, you're an independent artist and you have an independent label. and they come to you and they be like, look, man, we want to give you an artist agreement, and they give you the specifics of the agreement and everything like that, would that be an opportunity that, as long as you've been doing what you've been doing, would that be something, and especially if all the literature add up and look right, would that be something that you would be interested in? And I'm asking that for the audience too, you know.
Yeah, if like you said, if the literature look right, I say so. I say yeah, because of my circumstances, you know. Yeah, just because of my circumstances, I do things a different way. It'd be nice to have that backing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
That's I say yeah.
Right.
Everything look right.
For sure. Why reinvent the wheel? Make that evolve it into something different.
Right. And speaking of that, so I was fortunate enough to hear your new project. If you know, Bessie, if I'm not mistaken. That's right, Sharika.
Bestie.
Yeah, but I think I want to let you hear another one, Sugar. I think you probably could let him hear. But even though I still got to do some things, but I think it still could be.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let him hear it. We'll get into that after you give us your take, DaVinci. What were you about?
Bestie.
Yeah.
So this is my take, and this is just my opinion, but the energy that he had, the beat didn't match his energy. That's my take. Because he brought the energy, but I think the beat just needed to be a little more energized for what he was delivering. If y'all understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You understand where I'm coming from, do you?
I believe so. Yeah.
See, like, what I'm saying is, sometimes when you got tracks, you know, certain tracks, like with that song, you was bringing the energy. You was just like, you know, you talking about a good friend, you know, how, you know, when you listen to the song, I ain't gonna tell people, but when they hear it, they'll understand what I'm talking about. And you're explaining the story. But it's like the way you were delivering, and then when I was hearing the song, even though it was kind of up tempo, I think it just was missing a little something because you were bringing the energy, and I'm like, it needed to match your energy. And you know, once you get that, then yeah. And that's just my honest opinion, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, yeah, he got the energy, you know. And then, you know, I watched the video, you know, you doing your thing.
Yeah, you seen that video? That video hot.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what mall that was.
That video is classic for sure.
And sorry, I might have pronounced your name wrong, man. I got a lot going on, but it's Dulio, right?
Dooley.
Yeah. Dooley. Okay. All right, my bad, man. I don't know why I got this Dulio in my head, but Dooley. Dooley De Niro, everybody, please forgive me. I told y'all I just came out of space, so I'm trying to get my mind back right.
Listen, he got space lag. They call it jet lag. He got space lag.
Yeah.
Dooley, now what DaVinci was pretty much going to ask, or I was going to ask, was any new projects up and, you know, coming for you? But you already, you know, said that we can actually allow DaVinci to hear one of your new latest tracks, right? What's the name of it?
The name of this one is called Leap of Faith.
Wow. You hear that?
That's what's up.
Leap of Faith.
Now, I'm sure they're going to be listening to delivery on this one. You know, when you say something like leap of faith, boy, that's almost like you about to share a little piece of your life, you know, because that's what music is. It's like we're telling a story, and even though you got ghostwriters and some people telling somebody else's story, but at the end of the day, you know, it seems that you are a very authentic type of person. So, you know, man, that's interesting.
Yeah. Wait till you hear it. Wait till you hear it, guys. I mean, Dooley is a special artist. Like, I've seen his process in the studio and how focused, you know, when he said how, you know, you asked him about those challenges and how he spoke to that in terms of, you know, utilizing his time wisely while he's in the studio, I was able to witness how the magic kind of like unfolds. The brother is focus-driven and creative, you know. At the same time, it's like, you know, he does freestyle, but he's already prepared as well. Dude, how does that happen for you, like, in your mind? Like, how do you stay in that creative space?
I just try to stay motivated. Just stay motivated.
So, like, you might need me in the studio.
I stay grounded, you know. I keep my focus on my purpose, you know, the reason I'm doing it. I have fun with it, though.
Yeah. That's what's up. See, that's why, you know, I didn't mean to interrupt you like that, but I need to be in the studio with you, because, see, that's when that athletic prowess come in. You know, you get in there, get the growling and sparking, and before you know it, you done create all kind of magic. And it's that energy. It's just the energy, you know. That's why I say if you got that team, and they round you, man, it's amazing, because it's just like being on a team. You know how it is when you're playing football or basketball or whatever team sport, and, you know, you got your guys, and they, you know, they talking trash, and they're like, what you going to do tonight? And they just feeding that hype into you. I mean, I think that the music process is kind of the same in so many ways.
Right. You have people that support you, like, 10 toes down, like, you know, that want you to win. They, you know, you gotta have the right team around you that pour into you and know that it's not about them. Like, you know, they want to celebrate you.
Right.
It's hard. That's rare.
Yeah.
Is that something you would agree with, Dooley? Like, when you select your team members, like, what are some of the things or characteristics you want in your team members?
That's a good question.
All right, definitely to be better and be inspired. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Definitely have their head on their shoulder, have their own, you know, goals and stuff like that, and at least have the desire to, you know. But at the same time, that want to see. I don't like to sound selfish, you know. But like-minded individuals, you know, that's thinking like me, you know, and want to grow.
Yeah.
And know that they're not just seeing me win. Like, we winning as a team.
Oh, please.
We all gonna definitely win together and get something out of it for sure.
You know, that favor flowing in that space, you
trust
know?
Trust and love, full of trust and love, you know, good energy.
Preach, brother, preach. Preach. And
I hope y'all listening to these nuggets out here, up and coming artists.
And
ones who have made it in the industry. I mean, this is something that's like monumental and needed in today's society, you know?
Right. I can recall back in November, I had a chance to go to Georgia State. They law program, one of the lawyers, the head lawyer, her name is Mo Ivy, and what she does is take like a lot of the artists that's made it, that's celebrities. So I had a chance to go and witness it, and they was doing Rick Ross. It was called an evening with Rick Ross over at Georgia State. And one of the biggest things Rick Ross said was his team. And his team consists of him, his mother, his sister, and his lawyer. And y'all see how successful Rick Ross is. So, you know, and you know they all on one accord because it's just like his lawyer said, Rick Ross is not just rich, he's wealthy. And that's another thing, you know, having a good team. So that's very vital in this space. And like you said, you definitely got to have people that's seeing the goal and, you know, can't have crabs. Really, you really can't have no crabs. And you see that happen in some of the groups, like famous groups, where, you know, they break up or, you know, so.
Yeah.
Man, you said you dropped a real good nugget in that and being an artist, you know.
Yeah.
So.
He also said that he's not selfish. Like, he wants his team to win. And, I mean, Dooley, like, tell us some more. I got to understand your background, your walk. Like, how do you get this development, like this personal development? Like, have you, what's your educational background like?
I just always wanted to be good at whatever I did. You know, like I always wanted to be good at whatever I did. So, So I didn't have to be, I just wanted to be good. So when it came to school, I failed at first. I got held back in the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I failed at first. But after that, I took school a lot more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, of course, I grew up in Temple, Florida, the east side of Temple, Florida, by Ybor City area. We wasn't, of course it was gangs in Florida, but we were rough on our streets and things of that nature. So like, you would be not like this person because, you know, they're from the next street or whatever, man. That's until you get to know them and stuff like that. So I grew up fighting a lot, stuff like that. But what really got me out of that in high school, which when it really started, was sports. I started running track, playing football. And that got me to not walking home from school. I was missing out on everything playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
Then you realize, you know, once people get on your football team or even end up in your class, you know, you realize, you know, they ain't so bad after all. You know what you're really fighting for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, growing up, what around the time where I was growing up and in the area I was growing up at, I should say, guns. We hardly saw guns. People rarely pulling their gun out.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that as scary. You know, you got to take your gun out. You know, we saw that as scary. That quickly changed because when people got guns, but
right.
I mean, I should say, I don't know, to make a long story short, I guess I should say, I don't know, like I said, my mama died at an early age, so I know, I guess that inspired me a lot, too. I always been in my shell a lot, but for some reason, I always been passionate. A lot of times when I was in those fights, it wasn't really me. I was fighting because my cousin was in a fight.
Gotcha.
Like, so I had to get in a fight, too, because, you know, I can't let my cousin fight or whatever, not, you know, stuff like that. It's like, I say I don't want to be such. I always put people before myself. I don't know, for some reason that it always satisfied me to, you know, service somebody else, to help somebody else, to be of a service and all that do something to me. I never understood it growing up, but nowadays I understand it. Like that's what satisfied me. You know, just being a hero. You know,
yeah.
You know, just being a hero, it do something to my soul, to my spirit. I like to help. You know, I like to be of a service.
Wait. Here, ladies, do you hear this dude? This is a nice brother. I'm talking about everybody needs to go follow Dooley De Niro right now. ASAP. Are you married? What's your status? Your relationship?
No, I'm not married.
Oh, ladies, he's not married. He's single. Ready to mingle? Is that accurate, Dooley?
Yeah, I mean, I'm focused, though. I'm focused. Now. I can't let nothing get me.
He really is.
Yeah, you could say. I'm ready for that, you know. I'm ready for somebody that's gonna add, you know, that's gonna add to what I'm doing and not take away.
Yeah, for sure. Come on, man. Right now, I want you to drop your social media profile. I already asked them to go follow.
I'm on your Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram at BSB, BSB, Dooley De Niro. TikTok is Dooley De Niro. Everything else is Dooley De Niro. DooleyDeNiro.
All right, ladies. We'll make sure to list it on the podcast, you know, description. We'll make sure we have it out for you so you can click and like everything. Subscribe to his YouTube. And let's talk about numbers and stats, Dooley. You know, because, you know, we heard you've been doing this a lot. So what's your stats like on YouTube and everything, on social media? How's it looking?
So my stats look, of course, I'm judging myself. I'm gonna say they know right now where I want them to be. For sure. But, I definitely appreciate the listeners that I do have. I can't be ungrateful. I can't do that because I have received some checks, you know, from CD Baby. I definitely know you can. It's possible to get money. Get paid from your music, for sure, from streams, definitely, just from streams. I say Spotify, I can sell somewhere in the 200,000. YouTube, I can say somewhere in the... If I count She Packing, I can say somewhere, maybe like the 30,000, 40,000, something. Yeah, I don't know about iTunes and stuff like that, but I know that I do receive revenue from iTunes. Sure.
That's what's up.
Stuff like that, I do get paid from iTunes, stuff like that.
Yeah, I hear him. I definitely, you know, I'm listening. I got a listening ear. I don't know why I'm listening, but you know, I'm listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's good to hear. That's good to hear because being a working artist, you know, and this is to all independent artists out there, and I'm saying this because I had an opportunity to talk to another artist, and they was like, well, can I just get on with somebody? And I said, why would somebody want to get on with you when you don't have no numbers to show? Like, people want to see that you're working before they want to even start dealing with you. Like, what are you doing for yourself? And then, like you doing it, and like you said, you're not where you want to be. So my question is, what's your short-term goal, and what's the long-term goal, and how do you accomplish that?
My short-term goal, I think my short-term goal sounds like more like a long-term goal. One second, somebody trying to call me.
Yes, ladies, y'all make sure y'all subscribe and follow. B as in boy, S as in second, B as in Linda, Dooley De Niro. Go ahead, Dooley.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I forgot to specify that thing. I'm speaking Instagram followers. Cause I say this, like, the numbers, like you say, the numbers is not important. The numbers is definitely important. Like I say, my goals. I don't know that question. I don't know. It's like when you ask me what numbers, ask me the question again.
So I was just wanting to know, like, what's your short-term goal, meaning, like, in the near future? And when I say short-term, I'm speaking, like, maybe in the first quarter of the year, the first two quarters of the year. And then long-term is, like, where do you see yourself in probably, like, the next, well, where you see yourself this time next year in 2024?
So just in general, not even talking about numbers.
No, not even talking about numbers, because of course everybody know, you know, it's all a numbers game. So yeah, you already have specified that you would like your numbers to go up. So yeah, we're just talking in general now.
Okay. Short term goal. So I say from like here to, I guess, the middle of the year, short term, like May, June.
Yeah.
I say around that time, I like to definitely be buzzing. Got to have me a song, for sure. Got to have a song buzzing. Be known for making music. Be established. Instagram followers and stuff definitely up 10 plus more. Gotta definitely be, okay, one of the hot new artists around that time. And I say consistency. Consistency definitely is what's gonna get me out. Like, I'm talking about, I gotta stay in their face. Like, when I got a single, I gotta keep dropping it on the pages. You know, you utilize the blogs that, you know, like to promote your stuff, you know, like to say to you, Next Florida. And I say I wanna try to conquer it. My area right now, I say definitely Temple for sure. I'm trying to come to Tallahassee. Definitely target the right fan base and utilize the Facebook marketing, the Instagram marketing, the TikTok marketing, and just stay consistent. Just keep every month, every day, every week. Like, I gotta stay with it. Like, I gotta stay consistent. You know, that's definitely one of the goals too.
Yeah.
That's a forever goal. Stay consistent. Stay motivated. Stay with it.
Yeah.
Of course, you're dealing with life is gonna hit. You know, mm-hmm. and in those moments right there, that's when you definitely gotta, you know, building on your character, you know, staying with it, like exercising or something, like, you know, building on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I say short term goal, I need to be established. I mean, you know, at least have a hit. I don't know how to say a hit single, because I be trying to make, I think that's probably a bad thing. I be trying to make all my songs, like, I want them to be like a hit single. I don't know.
That's good.
That ain't a bad thing, man. It's just me, you know, you want to, instead of quality, you want to give quantity. I mean, instead of quantity, you want to give quality. And then, of course, once you give that quality, then the quantity can come with it. But it's always good to have a lot of quality with quantity.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of that quality, Dooley, now, you put in the framework, like, you got this little formula that puts you in that zone to produce quality. Now, how do you pick, like, in terms of your producers, like, how do you know who to go to for your music, like the beat, you know? Because you put in the work from, you a lyricist, truly. You know, how do you do the music, like, part? How do you know who to work with?
Just being, be honest, I haven't got to that point yet.
Yeah.
I have a go-to, cause like right now, I be on BeatStars and stuff. No, BeatStars been good for me. BeatStars been good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't know. I'm trying to find a vibe. Once I really see what the people like, then I can say this producer made this what they like and the vibe that I like.
Yes.
Then I'll be able to determine that. I'm just still experimenting right now.
To be continued. You heard that, didn't you?
To be continued. I mean, you know, that's good. But the main thing is he's still pushing. And
yes.
That's the biggest thing. And now, I'm for sure, like, when you get those beats off BeatStars, you do get them exclusive, right? That way you can own the exclusive right to them, right?
Exclusive.
Yeah, when you get those beats, like, so that's one of the things, like, when I'm talking to artists and they say, yeah, man, I got beats,
yeah,
and we're going to put it out. Huh?
The standard, but I'm trying to, I think it's a standard, the one that I get.
Try to get the exclusive, because see what's happened. Say you're gonna one day you're gonna have a song that may hit 1 million streams, 2 million, 3 million. Y'all hear that? Y'all heard how I've been positive with that. Y'all hear how I'm speaking that positive now.
Speaking in existence.
That's right. So, you know, the last thing you want to happen, and you done seen it where people, you know, in a, you like, where people done hit people for sampling their songs and stuff like that. You know, the last thing you want to have is somebody come and say, oh, no, you owe me this and this, this, this. So, best, like, whenever you do those beats, try to make sure they're exclusive. That way, you know what I'm saying, if anything happens, you can say, yo, I got exclusive. I bought this exclusively. So, that'll kill all that.
Oh, yeah. I could always go back and buy exclusively. I got the account. It showed me the beats I purchased. I only purchased 2 of them so far. I ain't released none of them yet. But, matter of fact, let me go ahead and shout out my producer, the GOAT.
Don the GOAT,
for sure. Don the GOAT, a lot of my songs, Don the GOAT produced them. He produced out of Jacksonville. He was attending FAMU. I met him at an event that one of the major studio, you know, AD, Goldie Sounds, he did his event called In the Mix, where he invite people out. He had a producer competition or whatever, and Don GOAT won. Don GOAT Raw. He produced for Bootsy.
Okay.
Yeah. Shout out Don the GOAT. And then, you know, my cousin, you know, sent me some beats. You know, my cousin ain't finna mess with me about nothing illegal. My cousin sent me some, I got some beats from my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
My child, but other than that, I still got a lot of music put out. A lot of music not even out. Waiting. I don't know what I'm waiting on.
You've been working. You've been grinding. Okay. Putting in that work. Now it's time to show the
but
work.
I could tell you what type of artist I am, but you probably wouldn't know it compared to the music I got out now. Like, I got like what, some party music. I got like what. Nah, I like Stating the Facts. You can listen to Stating the Facts and you'll know something.
Okay.
Take that.
Stating the Facts.
I got a lot of music to get
each. Well, how do they follow you? So that's on Instagram,
BSB. Dooley De Niro. Yeah.
BSB Dooley De Niro.
Yeah, that's on Instagram. That's just on Instagram because my Dooley De Niro account, I was fished.
Mm.
So I got kind of fished on that one and somebody got the account for me.
Oh, no.
I ain't telling nobody that. That's kind of embarrassing. I can't get caught up like that nowadays.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man.
Yeah, that's why this account BSB, you know, which is, you know, like sure you could say, but under second born.
That's what's up. Dudu, is there anything you got coming up in the new year that you want to tell us about? Give us a sneak peek, you know, exclusive information for our listeners.
Pressure. Whole lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. And after I already say 6 months. I'm trying to go hard. I want to be real consistent. Got a lot of music to release. So it's all about the content, you know, the strategy. It's all about the marketing at this point. I still got a little bit more fun. I'm gonna stay in the studio. I know as of right now, I have a few songs that I want to go do. I got a lot of music to release, so I'm trying to come month after month with it. You know, I'll say just gonna look out, sporadic. It's gonna be singles. You know, after singles. I mean, I never heard of no right way to do it, but I guess I'm up on the way to do it. You know, can we get this team together? Be looking for Dooley De Niro to be all on social media platforms, because, you know, that's something I definitely haven't been doing lately, being active on social media and, you know, putting out content. So I say that's something I definitely got to do and be consistent with it, but make it meaningful for sure. You know, a whole lot of good music. A whole lot of good music.
What's up, man? One last question for our listening audience. Has there been any performances that you have or any upcoming performances?
Are we supposed to have that artist showcase?
Yeah.
I believe.
James.
That may happen. That we artist showcase. We may do that.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I really just want to try to focus on building a platform for myself to get myself established as an artist. I guess doing shows to help me get established on social media too. But other than that, now I got no other shows. I guess it ain't really too much of my focus right now.
You been busy back in my focus.
But I mean, you know, it's independent.
Well, the future's looking bright, bro. I mean, like I said, you got the energy. You got a good manager. The manager knows people. One thing in the music business, relationships. You got to have those relationships. So, to any inspiring artists out there that is listening, remember, relationship, relationship, relationship. And then, of course, money. Because you can't have one without the other. But it's pertinent that you have a relationship. But anyway, man, we really thank you for your time. To come on tonight and really introduce yourself as the artist. And, you know, man, we look forward to seeing from you, hearing from you, making all kind of noise in the near future. And, you know, I'm going to put it back on Sharika. And, you know, everybody out there, I'm back. And we got a lot more coming in store.
What?
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Of course. And listen, we thank you for your time, Drew DeNiro, and the wonderful gems you were dropping, you know, about staying consistent and making sure, you know what I'm saying, you prepared when you go in that studio. And listen, making sure you got the right team around your corner that you can win together, you know. We just want to appreciate that because, you know, that story matters to our listeners. It's encouraging. We just want everyone to please go follow Dooley DeNiro at BSD Dooley DeNiro on Instagram and on TikTok, Dooley DeNiro. Look, hashtag Dooley DeNiro. YouTube, go subscribe to the YouTube page, Dooley DeNiro. At this time, guys, you know, we appreciate you. Like,
support this man. Support this man. Okay, I'm sorry. But support this man.
Oh, everybody, go stream the videos everywhere. Dooley DeNiro, Bestie. Look, that's a hot track produced by, oh my gosh, I don't know. Who produced Bestie?
That was produced by CJ Cook It Up.
That's what's cooking up. All right. Well, listen, guys, we appreciate everybody. We want you to subscribe to That's the Setup Podcast, and we'll bring it back once again at the same time, same place. Look, we're out. Y'all, hit us up. That's the Setup.
That's the Setup.
All right. Peace.
You have just listened to That's the Setup Podcast TV Network with our special guest and yours truly, Sharika Duncan, aka Rika Love. Listen to our podcast on Pandora, Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Google Play, Amazon Music, YouTube, and many more. Thank you for listening. Listen, follow us at The Setup Podcast TV. Hit us up at ttsnews@sharikaduncan.com. And remember to catch our next episode. Stay tuned.